This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Only 36 days out from the election, but the deep state run Democrats have openly said they're going to contest the election, and not just for a day, not just for a week, not for 2 weeks, but right through to the inauguration, causing a breakup of the country. That's their criminal goal, and they're back in the news admitting it today. So this is a big, big deal. We're going to be laying all of this out tonight. We're going to be looking at the new Supreme Court nominee and how that adds gasoline to already explosive situation, and so much more. Look at this headline. Military will not have role in transition. Ex-Trump National Security Advisor rejects left's coup fantasy. And then the left online criticizes McMaster, who's a total globalist. It's a big deal. But I thought I'd start with something that's really at the heart of it. Remember 4 years ago how InfoWarriors took over all the live events and said Bill Clinton's a rapist and pointed out that Bill Clinton and Hillary were globalists and tied to Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island. We would talk about Jeffrey Epstein on national TV and take over live events, so much so they canceled most of their live events the last few weeks. Well, they were out front just yesterday at CNN. The full video is on InfoWars.com. CNN was outside the Supreme Court building and thought they'd be able to go live out there. And turns out everywhere CNN goes, this now happens.
Justice on the Supreme Court over the next 30 or 40 years.
Right? Well, absolutely. I just wanted to say that while we were here, the crowd behind us, Trump supporters, started chanting,
Ariana, I want you to stand by. We can barely hear what you're saying because of the crowd behind you. And if you have a handheld mic, maybe we'll be able to appreciate what you're saying. Stand by for a moment. Joan Biskupic, our Supreme Court analyst, is standing by. So explain the legal consequences of what we heard from the president and from the...
And then we've got this that will also not make you smile, but make you laugh at Biden. They're the ones that had the fake Atlantic Monthly. Jeffrey Goldberg, same guy that put the fake news on WMDs, he's the main culprit. Jeffrey Goldberg come out and say that Trump, in front of all these witnesses, said, I hate the military, they're dumb, they're idiots, they're stupid. And then we learn the exact quotes are out of Biden's mouth. I'll play it in a moment, but he grew up next door to their bar and to their restaurant. They even, I think, sold them some property, he was saying, and that's... Tyler Nixon up in Delaware, they're on record being family friends because they live next door to each other. And there's a lot of correspondence, photos, all that on record. He said the Bidens hate everyone and think they're elitist and just have this air, this imperious nature. So, of course, what they said word for word about Trump is in word for word what we have on video of Biden just 5 years ago. Here it is.
And two, I tweeted Johnson to the Academy. I wish you to know that. Clap for that, man. Man, you are so much. Must be slow here, man.
One, I married Jill. And two, I appointed Johnson to the Academy. I just want you to know that. Just clap for that, you stupid bastard.
So, man, you're slow. Clap for that, you stupid bastards. And with some people, that's their style, and it's a joke. Like a Rodney Dangerfield. I don't get no respect. Not with him. This is how he is. He walks around talking about how smart he is. And he's so smart, he sounds like he has a mouthful of marbles. He's clearly had another major stroke. His face is drooping. You know, Ron Paul had a stroke. He's in the hospital. He'll probably retire. 85. This guy... has basically small seizures all the time on TV, and it's no big deal. Like when Hillary's having a seizure, falls down. Media says, oh, she didn't fall down. Fake news. It's on video she fell down. All having a convulsion. You know what a convulsion looks like. But oh, no, CNN said that's fake news. These people are jokes. but they're propped up by billions and billions of dollars, so they just hang on. They're the undead media. It's a big broadcast tonight. This is not a spectator sport. Tell folks how to tune in now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart
of the resistance.
Battling.
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are go. We are launch. Ignition liftoff on this live Sunday, September 27th, 2020. Transmission 114 days out of the inauguration, 36 days to the election. Now, as everyone knows, InfoWars Business is telling the truth. InfoWars Business is promoting human freedom and liberty. InfoWars Business is being tomorrow's news or next week's news, next year's news today. And I don't need to go over, if you're a regular listener, all the things that we've accurately chronicled over the horizon that has now manifested itself. And not because it's materialized because I said it was happening. It's because we're aware of what the globalists actually are up to, not what they put out for general public consumption. Their arrogance is they don't even hide what they do in their high-level agreements. I mean, at the Davos Group, they put out a report in February saying, we're going to use COVID-19 to lock down the economy, bring in global digital tracking apps on everybody's phones, shut down all small businesses, and starve the third world to death, lower carbon emissions. They call it the Great Reset. We were saying in February, this looks like the big reset that Davos has been calling for to shut down the world economy and consolidate power for them. And as we were reporting that, like days later, they come out with a huge report admitting it all. And that's what is so frustrating about this broadcast is criminals love to brag, and they love to lay out their battle plans. And why would we sit here and not take them for their word for it when they've carried out every damn thing they've set out to carry out? Now, a lot of times they're behind schedule. A lot of times what they do falls apart. But you know what? They are trying to execute their plan, as you can see. And they are doing a lot of acceleration of it right now because they're behind. So let me tell you what's coming up today. Friday, I got so overdriven and so emotional that I covered it all, but not in concise little giblets. And when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to give my emergency message to the president, my emergency message to the American people on what I think needs to be done specifically and decisively in what we're facing. Not from predictive powers, but from studying the globalist operations and knowing exactly what it is they're planning to execute. Now, does that mean they'll execute every exact way at the exact time I say? No, they don't know how they're going to execute, but they've got a battle plan. And they've got rules of engagement, and they've got a program. And we know how to stop them. They just hope that the public doesn't catch on to this and that they can continue to move forward. But they know the public is catching on to them, and so is Congress, and so are different sections of different corporate areas around the world. So there's major pushback. So let me tell you what's coming up. We have incredible mass rally part two in Trafalgar Square yesterday in London. And we had medical doctors and others being arrested by riot police who were beating people over the heads with billy clubs, the same groups literally lead Muslims on giant parades, burning things down, and the same police literally lead Black Lives Matter on their events, burning things down and stabbing people. So the police in the UK are globalist operatives. You want to talk about bad police, like the Nazis, this is it. And you can say, well, some Nazis weren't bad people that are following orders. It doesn't matter. They're robots. They're meat puppets. And they're very, very bad people. David Icke will be joining us tomorrow. He was there. They were already attacking people as he was speaking. And this is just incredible footage that we'll be getting to coming up later in the hour and part of David Icke's over-the-top speech. The full speech is at band.video. YouTube is pulling down his speech. Medical doctors were the main target that spoke. They were arrested. Professors, scientists, because specifically the police said you are not allowed to question the United Nations. Boom. Just like that, riot police attack you if you criticize what the UN has officially said, even though it's all a lie. Remember that. It's already got 134,000 views on band.video. But, again, most versions of it have been taken down off YouTube. I knew instantly they'd be pulling it. I was sent a link to it. We had like 1,000 viewers right after it was uploaded. The police then stormed the stage, grabbed all the equipment, and started beating everyone over the head with billy clubs. There's just hours of this footage. My wife got so upset last night. She was crying. She ended up watching over 2 hours of it. I told her to stop watching because, I mean, this is it. This is the tyranny. And guess what's also happening from Australia to the UK to the U.S.? Bars, restaurants, colleges, people's apartment buildings. You're saying, oh, sorry, now to be here, you've got to have a contact tracing app on your phone, and we've got to check it. You've got to keep your location services on at all time. We're tracking you. And people are being thrown out of their apartments, thrown out of restaurants that don't have it. Imagine the control this brings in, the global Chinese social credit score. And we told everybody this was coming back in March, because that was the plan. But now it's here. You don't have to wait anymore. Oh, you're coming to the college here in Michigan or the college here in Texas or the college here in Connecticut or the college here in New Jersey or wherever. I've got the articles right here. I'm going to show them to you. You're not allowed to leave the campus for the entire semester. You can only go to stores we say you can, and there's a curfew, and we're tracking your distance from everyone at all times, and we have citizen spies and cameras watching you. So that's all this is, and we know what it is. Hell, they tell us that's what it is. But still, a good part of the public signs on to it and goes along with it because, oh, you're heroes. No, you're not heroes. You're being put into a giant prison grid. You're being turned into a robot. Okay, let's lay out more of what's coming up. The Democrats know they're losing the election by a landslide, so they're planning civil war as their response. Now, I've been saying that for several years because I was reading what their leadership was saying in the, again, communiques to their higher-up Antifa and BLM operatives. Now they are externalizing those operations to operational on the ground, and we've got big stacks of firebombings, Molotov cocktails, leftists running down people, putting them in critical condition, shooting more police officers, and district attorneys in the areas being shot are not even charging the people that are shooting police. You heard that right. In Louisville, they arrested the man who, in front of everyone, fired premeditatedly with a handgun, shot a cop in the leg and the gut, two police. He's not being charged with attempted murder. And national police unions are freaking out about it. This is a license to kill. You've heard of 007, right? Well, now here it is, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be covering all that for you. And I remember General Benton K. Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, would come on the broadcast, and he'd say, and he ran HARP, he ran neutron bomb programs. I mean, he was in the highest levels of secret government, the good side. And he was like, Jones, you keep talking about Bilderberg and New World Order, and that's all part of it. There's big trillionaire groups running it, but they're using a communist playbook, and it's a program. And once they get their numbers up, they're training at the universities and the prisons. They're going to start killing local police to take control of them, and they'll have the Supreme Court get rid of the death penalty because they'll know they'll soon be released from prison. So they can go out and commit murders building up to the revolution, and then they'll be released. Or they'll get DAs in as part of their program so they can commit murders and get away with it. That's when you know they're about to have the uprising. Listen to me, Jones. It's a program. I've seen it. That's what runs it. And I was like, okay, it's a program. This is like in the late 90s and stuff. And everything he said was true. And it's a communist program they're running against us. Just like the Attorney General came out and said, Antifa and BLM are Bolsheviks with a fascist operating system. Word for word what I've said. Did bargain for me? Probably not. I mean, it's like, what's that? Oh, that's an Abrams M1A1 tank. What's that? It's an Apache helicopter. What's that? You know, that's a blue check mark on Twitter. I mean, you know what a thing is. They're admitted Bolsheviks running a Bolshevik Revolution Part 2 with a fascist delivery system. And the uniforms, the rules of engagement, the tactics, all of it. And what did I say in 2017? I said they're planning Part 2 of the Bolshevik Revolution. And that's because that's what they said they're doing. It's like, how do you know that, Jones? How does it keep coming true? Because I'm watching the enemy. I mean, they tell us what they're going to do. It's like Hitler wrote it all in Mein Kampf, and people were like struck that it actually did it. And when they write books telling you what they plan, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Here's my emergency message to President Trump. Here's my emergency message to the American people. Here's my emergency message to the people of the world. President Trump, I've seen you really come out and level the American people about how the Democrats work with communist China, how they want to overthrow the nation, how they want to kill the dollar, how they want to kill prosperity and complete our journey into enslavement. And my advice has been, even though it's terrible to have to say that those things, it's the truth, and that's the only way you can counter them and really how nasty they are, is to just come right out with who they are, the American people. And you've done that. And you've told them the truth. And you've exposed the mainstream media as being enemies of the American people. But when it comes to exposing their plan to confuse and derail the election towards having you removed from office and frustrating the will of the American voters, a continuation of what they've already been doing for 3+ years, almost 4 years. You've got to come out and specifically not just make comments about the mail-in ballots, the 80 million of them getting sent to dead dogs and dead cats and dead people, and how they're finding them in ditches and finding them in waste paper baskets and finding them in dumpsters. And, of course, they're all Trump votes. They're all military votes. They're all senior votes. In all the cases, they're Trump votes. We understand that's how the USPS Democrat operatives are going to act. They've already been arrested. They've already been caught. I've got dozens of articles today of Democrats caught in election fraud all over the country with mail-in ballots. So absolutely we know that's going on. But it's not even going to be the mail-in ballot itself that does that. That bullet's already been fired. That arrow's already been loosed. It's the Democrat judges in Michigan and other states like Pennsylvania saying they're going to keep the election going for months, if not longer. Some say weeks, others say months. To, quote, make sure all the ballots are counted, to create a civil war crisis in America. And so President Trump has to level with the American people about the Democrat plan for what I call 79 days of hell. 79 days in another brazen attempt, just like the Russia hoax, to claim that the election of Donald John Trump, the 45th president of the United States, the first time and the second time is illegitimate. They know they're losing. Mr. President, you have the Podesta war game that even the New York Times reported on that they can't deny, where they say we're going to contest it because we know we're going to lose. And then we try to hold it up to Inauguration Day and hope the military takes out Trump. Those are quotes from 2 months ago. 2+ months ago, 9 weeks ago. And I've been beating the drum before that because this is their play. Then they have Congress send a letter to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Milley, and ask him, will they help remove you if you contest? So you have to walk through it in a long speech, not just an offhand comment here, an offhand comment there. I know the media attacks you when you talk about it and act like it's outrageous because that's what will defeat them. That's what will expose them. So the fact that your advisors say, sir, shy away from this. Oh, sir, the media is talking to Republican leaders, and they're saying if you try to contest the election, they won't back you. You've got to expose the whole fraud. They say they're going to lose. They say they're going to contest to hold up things, create civil unrest, hurt the dollar, try to get the military involved. Have Western states secede, I forgot that part, starting with California, and have a new government set up with Nancy Pelosi on national TV saying, we'll hold a separate inauguration even if you won't leave the White House. So that's their plan. They've stated it. And it's not enough to say they're going to run a scam with all these ballots. That's just the cover to launch the contesting. And then they say, if you contest that you're the one that's a dictator and the military needs to take you out, and they're out there in every newspaper every day. They're on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox even, putting out this idea. And then fake stories about, we called all these Republican leaders and said, if Trump won't leave office, are you going to help him stay? That's a misrepresentation. If the Democrats contest, are engaged in fraud, you must obviously contest and challenge them. They're trying to set up the precedent that if you contest and if you challenge their contention, that somehow you are refusing to accept the results. So they're changing definitions like they always do again. So you and your speechwriters and you and the experts, I know we're very smart in the White House, and people like Tucker Carlson that gets this, need to boil this down into very easy to understand talking points. Run ads showing Democrats saying we're going to contest no matter what. I mean, you can run Hillary. You can run Biden. You can run Big Mike saying it. You can run dozens of top Democrats saying we're not going to take the results, and that's how we're going to drive him from office, and if we have to, we'll break the country up. And that's outrageous. And Americans will see that and know that, and then we won't wait until they have it on their terms at the election in 36 days. They're laying the groundwork and setting the battle space and setting all the terms with the whole media, just like the COVID scam, just like the COVID power grab, so they can exacerbate the crisis and use that crisis to bring in a national breakdown. And so I'll get in here next week with my crew. We'll put together the videos in Donald Trump-style campaign ads. Maybe it's an example for what your guys need to get on and need to do. And we'll continue to lead from the front here. It's just that I know the president has a lot of resources, and the Republicans have a lot of resources. And if the Republicans really want to save the republic, stop the fraud, they need to come out boldly and say the Democrats are Chinese agents, which they're doing. The Democrats want to destroy the very survival of the country, which they're doing. The Democrats want to end the nation and wreck it and consolidate power. All of that you're starting to do. And America gets it. It's the truth. But you need to come out and come up with your own term, your own slogan. Stop the 79 days of hell. The Democrats planning on the 79 days that destroy the republic. And just get right out front with ads and speeches and all your surrogates laying it out. Laying it out, laying it out. It's really good that Republicans are watching everywhere and that Democrats are being busted 10, 20, 30 operations a day engaged in red-handed election fraud, in red-handed ballot harvesting, in red-handed voting in the name of dead people. And other Democrats are being caught mailing out voter registration cards and postcards to illegal aliens. And to people not registered to vote, and to felons, because that's their plan, is to have them come in and swamp everything with so many bad ballots that it's such a snarl, like when you cast with your line to fish and it you get a backlash and it's all tied up in a bunch of wires, in a bunch of line, and you can't fix it. And that's what they're hoping to do. The Democrats are like a fish that's grabbed the lure and they're running away with the line. And they hope that we wait to pull back on the line until Election Day. And by then, it's going to tie up the entire works of the rod and reel. You gotta get in there and start reeling that fish in now before it runs off anymore. You got to get ahead of the narrative. You got to expose how they did it. I'll give you some examples when we come back. But the ad comes in like, first, the Democrats secretly approached the Pentagon to overthrow Trump. They said no. Then they publicly did it, writing letters from the Armed Services Committee asking them to overthrow Trump. The Pentagon said no. Now they're trying to.
This is your last chance to get a pack
Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trying to get as many people as I can to wake up and realize This is the big assault. This is what the globalist technocrats and world domination and their whole plan has been building towards. And now people know it isn't a joke, and they're going and researching what we've talked about for years, what others have talked about. They're finding out, yeah, this is worse than you're saying. Exactly. It's crazy. You're not going to even explain. I mean, some of the stuff they do is so crazy, I wouldn't even talk about it on air because people just can't believe it. It's absolutely insane. That's a whole other subject. But let me try to quantify this, and I'm going to get to the rest of the news that ties into this. Again, Alex Jones here, if you just tuned in. We've already seen the deep state backed by foreign powers like China. It's an alliance, an axis of true evil. Communist China, the global international corporate system, the EU, the Hollywood, America-hating trash, all their leftist followers allied with Orthodox radical Islam. They all work in tandem. They're all above the law. They all do whatever they want. The final straw is letting Islamicists and communists kill and firebomb and rape people and not charge them. And that's now happening across the United States. It's unbelievable. I got a stack of news on that coming up. Did you hear what I said? You walk up to a police line, pull a gun, and shoot two cops in the stomach and the leg, confess to it, and they don't charge you with attempted murder. That's Louisville, Kentucky. That's in the stack. That's coming up. When they start getting district attorneys whose parents were in the Weathermen, the new DA they just elected in Austin is an admitted communist that George Soros gave $700,000 to get elected. It's in the game, folks. And when they start giving their killers get-out-of-jail-free cards, that's meant to embolden them to go start murdering people en masse. And then after the overthrow happens, they get let out of jail, and now they're going to be police officers. But not the kind that America has, the kind that come to your house with George Soros and take your house. That's what George Soros would do when he worked for the Nazis. This is a special kind of police officer like they have in Venezuela, like they have in Cuba. Want to live under those? Oh, then we will be the enemy of the police. The police will be our enemy. They're not now. They got their problems, but they're a lot better than other police. You think you got a bad government now? Just wait. You're going to be wishing for the old government, praying for it, and it's going to be real hard to get back. A lot of civil war. You know, they're paralleling the Spanish Civil War to what's about to happen here. Spanish Civil War was the dress rehearsal for World War II, and the parallels are eerily accurate. Zero Hedge article out on the day. I suggest you go read it. Okay, well, let's get back to what's really happening. I just spent a 10-minute segment earlier trying to quantify this, and Trump likes to only watch like 2-minute videos. The point is, this gets out to his advisors. They can boil it down. They can get it to the president. And I know the president clicks with what I say, and so does advisors, because we're always ahead of the game. And they fight around the clock to keep our info from getting the president, but you can get it to him as well. Tucker Carlson can get information to the president. Calls him every day. And let's just say I make sure this information does get to the president. But we know they're committing a mass crime. We know they already tried to overthrow the last election. Now they're telling us in war games that are in the New York Times 9 weeks ago that they're going to contest the election, hold the economy hostage, burn down the cities, say Trump's illegitimate, have Democrat judges say it's illegitimate all over the country, filing new cases constantly. Even when the Supreme Court rules Trump's the president, they'll tell their constituents it's not legitimate. They're already going to think it's not legitimate. The stage is already set for that, and then they're going to have states secede. And then we're in an actual breakup of the country. And I'm simply saying, with 36 days out, Trump has to come out and address the compendium of that. And call the Democrats out directly for, you know you're losing, you know you put out these unprecedented ballots and mailed them to dead cats, literally, that died 10 years ago, so you could hold things up, and here's where Podesta said it, and here's where Hillary said it, and put out the ads that go like this. And we have all the documents, and it's in the news, we've covered it. Secretly, over a year ago, Democrats began to approach the Pentagon and ask them to remove President Trump if he really won the 2020 election. And then it goes on. The Pentagon said no. Then they came to the Pentagon next and said, well, if he loses but refuses to go, will you get involved? The Pentagon then explained that was illegal, unconstitutional. It was up to Congress, the American people, and the courts. Then the Democrats went public and wrote a letter to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs in June of 2020, asking them again to remove the president, forcing the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, to go public saying it was outrageous, illegal, and criminal. Then, by September, Democrats were saying that Trump planned to use the military to steal the election and that they demanded the military take action and not side with Trump. I mean, that's what they're doing here. Now they're all over the news going, oh, the Pentagon's secretly planning to keep Trump in and have martial law. Because wait for it. When they activate the BLM and the Antifa and the operatives they've got, the BLM and Antifa are just decoys for as patsies as cover. They're going to say when the military has to get deployed, when you've got 10 times the burning you currently see, that that's Trump's martial law, you see, and trick everybody, and then it's going to get even worse. And so they believe the crisis will be so big. Oh, here's the other part. They're going to drop the stock market 10,000, 15,000 points during the 79 days. I forgot that part. And then they're going to say, all your pension funds are bad, nothing's worth anything, and all the yuppies, even conservatives, are going to be... I remember during the 2008 deal, they plunged the markets to get Obama in, and I went to a soccer game with one of my daughters, my middle daughter, and Pee-wee soccer, and all the men had their newspapers out, not even watching the game, just freaking out over their money. I walked over to them, and I'd say, hey, just as soon as Obama gets in, stock market will go back up. And they were like arrogant yuppies, you know, like, oh, you don't drive a BMW. I'm sure, man, what do you know? I bet it never comes back because they're just schmucks, you know, just airheads. They don't want to hear real data, real intel, you know. Okay, whatever. The problem's not worried at all. Plus, I wasn't invested in all that crap. But they're going to hold us hostage. They're going to drop the stock market, I'd say by half. Like, pull up. What's the stock market today? What's the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday's closing at 4 p.m. New York time? If you guys can pull that up. They'll drop it by, if they choose to, 50%. First, they'll drop it by 20%, 30%. And people say, oh, it's okay. And then they'll drop it even more to scare you. And the average American will roll over and piss themselves and say, give us Joe Biden. And Bill Maher knows that. That's why he said last year and this year, I'm hoping for a crashing economy so we can get rid of Trump. Bring on the recession. And that's what they've done. So the stock market's at 27,173.96 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So, yeah, my 15,000-point things. Let me revise it. It'll drop by 13,500 points at its low. So it'll be down at, 13, 14,000. And they're going to buy it all up. Everybody's going to piss themselves. And they're just going to remove Trump just like that. Unless we get out ahead of it now. Because Americans actually aren't cowards. If they understand the truth of that and how they're being held hostage, and Trump tells them, when they hammer that market, we'll go up to 50,000 after I get back in, they'll believe it, it'll happen. But they want the truth. I need it now. We need to call these enemies out for what they are. Enemies of our very existence. Scum. Trash. Filth.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 90... 8% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So, again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'll stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
All right, you found it, the tip of the spear. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I've got tons of entertaining Antifa clips. I've got all sorts of funny videos. I've got all this cutesy stuff. But you know what? I'm not covering all that. This is a broadcast for really serious people who want to know what I think's going on and what the score is and what our guests think and what the callers think. And want to get ready for it. And I like to have a little bit of fun, too. Because in that process, we don't kill ourselves or kill others. In fact, you know what? Before I play this McMaster clip and the David Icke clip, let's go ahead and play what I play at the start of the show. CNN in front of the Supreme Court can't even open their lying, dirty mouths without the public chiming in and almost everybody in the crowd screaming fake news, fake news. I mean, we are rejecting the system. That's why they've gone with this desperate lockdown, this desperate martial law, this desperate attempt to kill our economy. They're trying to hold us hostage, and I'm telling you, they're going to try to bring down the stock market, to blame it on Trump, to blame it on America, to panic us when they're contesting the election. They're going to wait until they're contesting. That's their final move. The crash is going to come during the contention. Bet your bottom dollar on it. That's the right move by the enemy. We have research. We have divine providence. We have discernment that our good Lord gave us. I suggest all of us use it. But once you heard me say that, you all know that's the move. You already knew that. You probably already said it yourself. This isn't rocket science, but you've got to face the facts. You can't be a lemon. You can't have Stockholm Syndrome. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of what happened to CNN yesterday.
The justice on the Supreme Court over the next 30 or 40 years.
Right? Well, absolutely. I just wanted to say that while we were here, the crowd behind us, Trump supporters, started chanting, you can hear we're getting a little bit of commentary here. It's a crowd of Trump supporters.
Ariana, I want you to stand by. We can barely hear what you're saying because of the crowd behind you. Maybe the handheld mic. Maybe.
Since I mentioned it, here's McMaster. Military will have no role in transition, ex-Trump National Security Advisor says on NBC's Meet the Press. Now, notice in the articles and in the video and on Twitter, they act like Trump wants the military to do this. But in actuality, the Pentagon had to put out a report in August of last month. Top U.S. generals tell Congress the military won't play a role in the U.S. election. I did a whole report on that. But notice the spin from Yahoo News, French news agency, AP. What if Trump loses but won't concede how a constitutional crisis could play out? And it goes on to say, when the Democrats contest, if he won't admit he's defeated. Wait. When the Democrats contest and he doesn't admit he's defeated. So wait a minute. When they contest, he loses. Oh, I've got it. That's their new semantics. 2 + 2 = 50. Or zero. I mean, this is clown world. Look right here. The constitutional crisis could play out should the president be defeated and persuade his allies to join him in rejecting the vote tallies. That's another thing. They may just have the media, because they've already said the media and Zuckerberg and Tim Cook at Apple and all the big tech heads are not going to allow the Republicans or Trump or his supporters to say that President Trump has won, even though it's 11 o'clock at night and 97% of the ballots are counted, and you can do the math projection of what's not counted and see he wins. They're going to hold it up with that 1% or 2% forever, saying the law is every ballot's counted, and we created all these ballots and have people send them in late on purpose, and that's the whole game plan. It's not steal the election with the fake ballots. They know the landslide's too big. It's hold it up and create a stock market crash. But that's that told us what the plan is. Or they plan B is and Trump's on to plan A, so they may go plan B and just say Trump loses, even though the numbers don't show it, and then have all the major media announce it, and then say Trump's insane if him and his, quote, allies, which the Washington Post said will be arrested. They said, if members of the cabinet do not immediately say that Trump really lost when the Democrats say so, you will spend time in prison. That was the headline. So the Democrats, again, I'm going to say it. The Democrats say, we will contest no matter what. Close quote, Hillary Rodham Clinton. We will contest no matter what. We will contest no matter what. We will contest no matter what. Trump goes, all our internal polls in battleground states show we're going to win the electoral, probably the popular in a landslide, but I'm not sure about you with all these weird ballots. They're like, oh, my God, you're the integrity of the election. You're questioning it. They're the ones saying there's no integrity. They're the ones saying Russians got Trump elected. So this is their whole play. One of two things. They fraudulently announce he loses, even though the evidence doesn't show it, because they have the whole media say it. Oh, this is so big. Remember Obama put an internet kill switch in where only selective sites will be allowed to be heard, selective groups, where the internet is only a few channels. Wherever you go, you're basically fed the same thing. They can superimpose it over the screen. People find those videos and they go, how did Jones predict they'd start doing this? I didn't predict it. They said they would do it. And this is internet kill switch where now Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, all of them are announcing, we will not let Trump, Republicans, or any of his supporters, where they already have keywords blocked, say he won or debate it, or show numbers that he really won. Just like they won't let medical doctors come out and say, oh, hydroxychloroquine helps COVID, or vitamin C or vitamin D. That was all a drill for this. Just like every major media outlet, starting with Apple, they always lead the pack. They were the first to ban me. First Apple, then Google, then Twitter, then Facebook. All came out and put out the same reports at the same time on issue after issue after issue. And now they're doing that again with the election. Remember how they all came out with Black Lives Matter, what they call blackouts, where they would only on Spotify or only on Apple Music or only on YouTube or only on Twitter put out black artists as if they care about black people. Leftist black artists, the shield of the big corporation. Oh, we took your Spotify account over. We took your YouTube over. We took your thing over. That was all a drill to get all of Silicon Valley working in tandem to put the same thing out at the same time. And now they've announced, starting on election day, we will not let a list of hundreds of millions of people comment that we think are affiliated with Russian bots. That's their cover. And I said months ago, I said, folks, in the final weeks of the election, they're going to dial back Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity. They're going to be shadow banned just like I was. And what happened 2 days ago? Tucker Carlson cut back 98%. Sean Hannity, 98% reach. Just shut down to where if you only go to their page, you can find what they're saying. There is no reach. You cannot promote their stuff. You try to promote it, it goes nowhere. See how that works? And if you look at the articles from like 3 years ago before we got totally banned, what were the headlines? InfoWars shadow banned 98%. And we found hundreds of other sites have been shadow banned 98%. They've already beta tested every single bit of this. And now on election day, they're going to shut everybody down. And they won't even send you notifications if you violate anything. You think you're going to say something to your group of 100 people on Facebook or your Twitter with 1,000 people? No. You're going to be sending messages and no one's going to see them. Unless you're at ban.video or infowars.com or newswars.com. But here's what you do. You create dummy accounts the night before using a different cell phone, different ID. Or you just pick an area where you're going to go out live on the streets, especially if you're in a key city, and you're going to jump in front of news cameras, and you're going to be heard that way. That's what you've got to do is decide now before the ban with 36 days how you're going to be heard about this ban. Instead, we just let them come out and define this as a throttle on disinfo, on Tucker Carlson, when he's not disinfo. When it's an internet kill switch, they've just been tightening it up, 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 censoring the president's tweets, censoring the president's Facebooks, censoring Republican campaigns, and now telling you we've met with all the big tech heads and we've all agreed under the Southern Poverty Law Center that we're going to silence everything you say, including the attorney general. If the attorney general comes out and says something, we'll silence him because they're God, because they're exercising power, because we're laying down to them. Let's go out to break with this McMaster clip. Here it is. Go play the McMaster clip.
I want to start with these reports. We've had our own reporting here at NBC News, the New York Times. I'm sure you're familiar with both of them, and that there's been a bit of hand-wringing among senior leadership in the military about what if, and the fact that the president did bring up the Insurrection Act once already. What can you share, and what concerns do you have?
Well, Chuck, I think what is really clear for the American people to understand is the military will have no role in the transition. In fact, even talk about it, I think, is irresponsible. And that's maybe why...
Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today, hour two, straight ahead.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.